It's that time of day to check with our partners at Honolulu Civil Beat. Today's reality check, a curious story about an architect who left his mark everywhere in our Honolulu, but vanished without a trace decades ago. Joining us online this morning is Honolulu Civil Beat columnist Denby Fawcett. Morning.
Morning.
You know, full disclosure, I know you invited me to go along on a walking tour, which is where we learned about this architect, Edwin Bauer.
Yes, it was so interesting when a little modest walk-up in Kapahulu was pointed out to us. You know, something you look at, but you think, wow, it's nice, but then you just go on your way. And this was by Bauer. So that we were thinking, how fascinating that someone would put so much architectural interest and detail into such a modest little project.
So tell us about this unsolved mystery, though.
Well, Edwin Bauer, I found out about this later because I started reading more and more about him after our tour, and I was just stunned to find out that he got on a city bus in March in 1984 and was never seen again. Someone saw him getting on the bus on Kuhio Avenue, and then he disappeared. And, of course, the missing persons detail in Honolulu Police Department searched for him for many, many months. The family came in. There were notices on TV and in the papers, but he was never found. And he had Alzheimer's, and he could barely see. His family said he had only 5% vision. But in spite of that, his everyday routine was to use his senior bus pass to go around the island, and that would be his day's event.
And it's amazing because, you know, I think at the time they actually offered a reward, but nothing ever came of it.
Yes, they did. They started out, you know, you have to think, this is back in 84, so this is kind of big money, although it doesn't seem like it today. Initially, they offered $500 for information about him to help find him. And then as the year went on, that escalated to $5,000. But nobody came forward, and they never got any leads on it.
Now, you've been in touch with his family, too.
Yes, I have. And his daughter, Paula Bauer, is an artist herself, and she lives in Pennsylvania. She was a student at Punahou School and grew up here. And she's very pleased because what's happening now, interestingly, just as though Bauer disappeared, kind of attention to his architecture disappeared. And he was forgotten in the list of great mid-century modern architects in Hawaii. And she's very happy now because there's a revival of interest in him. And she's surprised and delighted.
Right. And this was a type of what, mid-century modern architecture. The tour that we went on was put on by Dokomomo.
Yes, this is a type of architecture that's getting increasing attention today with our buildings so tall and so they could fit in anywhere, so many of the buildings in Honolulu today. And mid-century modern was the period that was started by a bunch of brilliant young men who happened to just come here during World War II to work. There was great amounts of work for the Navy and for the military, for architects. So they were drawn here by jobs because they were young people barely out of school. And they turned out to be the most creative architects many people believe have ever been seen here. And also it was a period of great money being spent. It was, you know, they were here after the war, after statehood, when there was a huge building boom going on. So there was a lot of money to pay for their work and to support them. And the reason people like their work in general, these are people like Ossipoff, Alfred Price, George Pete Wimberly, most of what they did had a Hawaii touch to it, which is missing in a lot of the architecture today. It had a Hawaiian feel because they were mostly from the mainland. And they were enchanted by this place.
And it's amazing to think that Bauer designed so many things, so many different types of buildings, including the Breakers Hotel in Waikiki, which is just charming.
Yeah, so these are now, it's funny that millennials love these little walk-up hotels, the Breakers, the White Sands, the Hawaiiana, the Surf Shack, and they're getting their own revival because they have a humanity and a texture that is missing in the high-rise hotels today. So they're now being restored and remodeled and much loved by a certain sector of visitors.
And it's nice that Edwin Bauer is coming back.
Yes, I mean, it's you feel good, you know.
Yes.
I felt so sorry when I read about his disappearance to think, you know, what a sad way to go when you've contributed so much. Like, you look at, we're walking around, now people call him Bowers when referring to his buildings, but every day we're walking past Bowers, like, for example, the Waikiki Business Plaza or Hilton Lagoon Tower, or these little hotels, and we're thinking, oh, that's nice place. But we don't really know who did it. We
right.
just know we like it.
Right. He's nowhere to be found, but now he's everywhere. But thank you so much, Denby.
Oh, you're welcome, Catherine. Thank you.
That was Honolulu Civil Beat columnist Denby Fawcett. To read her full story, visit civilbeat.org.